So then, you know, tonight there will be like purification practice. There's, you know, like so many people comes, you know, to this particular practice before New Year's Eve. So I would like to explain a little bit, you know, from the Buddhist point of view, what the purification means and how it's been done, okay? Is okay? Yeah. So we have done things in our life that we don't greatly appreciate, you know? So verbally, physically, mentally, we all, including myself, we all did something that's not joyful, something that we rejoice. So when we think about that, it hurts. It hurts. So now what do you do? What do you do? The question is, what do you do? It's already done. It's already done. No, it's already past. What we do for that, and what we do for, you know, something that we are going to do, or something we are thinking to do, something we are thinking to do, you know, something, not something that's not very joyful for yourself, and not very joyful for other people. What can be done? You can say, you know, you could call guilt, or you can call downfall, or you can, you know, come up with any so many different kind of terms, you know, downfall, you know, the negative action, the negative karma, so on and so forth. But the thing is, you know, when you and also important to remember, samsara. There's nothing. Nobody's perfect. Everybody makes mistake. Nobody's perfect. If, like, say, semu tewa, that's called semu tewa. Semu means, there's tam. Tewa means rosary. No, semu tewa. That's the name of the persons who has strong desire to do some kind of spiritual practice, but met the wrong guide. And advise him that he should kill 1,000 people and wear their thumb as a rosary, then he will be liberated. He managed to kill 999 people. He killed. The last person that he met is Shakyamuni Buddha. He's chasing in India. He's chasing Shakyamuni Buddha. So that's the last person. That's the last kostam that he needed. Then he chased Shakyamuni Buddha. Then each time when he approached people, they're so afraid, you know. So when he approached Buddha, there's no expressions. There's no expression of fear or anything. Then he said, "How come you are not running?" I said. And Buddha said, "You are the one who's running. I'm not who's running. You are the one who's running." So then he said, "How come that you are so calm? Because I'm about to kill you," he said. Then that's, you know, because maybe all the conditions for him to train all come together. So then that's how Buddha, you know, has said, subdue his mind. Then eventually he get ordained, and all the people in the town is not very happy, so they don't trust him because he used to kill people. Eventually he liberated himself from the samsara. Someone who killed 999 people, not animal, people. If that person has opportunity to purify, think about that. If that person has opportunity to purify, liberate himself. So of course we do have, you know, opportunities, we do have chance. We do have chance. How you say in America, you do have shot. Yeah. Yeah, you do have shot. Shot. So what we do? We don't, it's not good to just sit around and thinking about something negative, out of a negative mindset and doing nothing. That's not good. You can think about, according to Buddhist purification practice, you can think about something negative out of positive mindset. Am I making sense? Is it possible? Is it possible to think something negative out of positive mind? Oh, that's what you do. You think about something negative out of positive mindset, then what do? You purify them. The end is that feeling bad, you feel good. Feeling good will not, you know, come automatically. No, feeling good, we must do something, right? We must do something. Otherwise, you don't just feel good for nothing. Huh? So, tonight, practice like purify, okay? So, what do? You use this black sesame seed. So, traditionally, you make figure. I think like the right hand or plate or doesn't matter in the container. You make the figure of scorpion shape. Or you can make, you know, doesn't have to be scorpion. It can be any image. It doesn't have to be scorpion. But that's what the text mentions. Digpa rasa. So you make that figure, then you visualize all the, you know, like, the bad feeling by, you know, verbal action, physical action, mental action, all the bad feeling. You have to visualize that kind of, like, symbolize that, you know, figure that's made out of black sesame seed, the figure of a scorpion. You have to visualize that. That is all of that, you know, all that symbolize all the bad feeling for many years, or maybe in the last many years. So you just visualize very strongly, you know, symbolize that. Then you throw that into fire. Then burn it to the ashes. So then new year begin, everything begin new beginning.